online at wowdiamonds.com.
At Worldwide Technology Raceway at Gateway, our mission is to provide our fans, racers, and sponsors with a first-class and up-close personal racing experience. This includes unprecedented access to drag strip, the oval, the road racing track, and a nationally sanctioned karting track, plus special events such as concerts and corporate functions for year-round activities. And it's all just 5 minutes from downtown. For more information, visit WWTRaceway.com or call 618-215-8888.
Come enjoy the Chris Fall Air at Nilo, the Winchester 640-acre hunting and shooting oasis just 45 minutes from St. Louis. For nearly 70 years, Nilo has been one of the most premier outdoor destinations in the country for upland hunting and sporting clays. Now is the time to book a hunt for you and your guests and come shoot on select Wednesdays and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. With other times available for reservation, just call 618-466-0613 or visit them at NILOFarms.com.
Are you currently sideways with the IRS? Do you have years of unfiled tax returns keeping you up at night? Are you facing tax liens, bank levies, or wage garnishments? If so, you should contact former Department of Justice Tax Division attorney Mark Milton at stltaxlawyer.com. Mark Milton provides a local and holistic approach to tax resolution. Don't be sucked into the out-of-town tax resolution groups you hear on the TV and radio. Mark lives and works right here in the Kirkwood area. If you have IRS problems, visit stltaxlawyer.com today.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertising.
Royal Banks of Missouri is all about convenience for you. Where else will you find extended drive-up hours until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 2 p.m. on Saturday? You're busy, and now you have a bank with the flexibility your schedule needs. What was that about convenience? Sign up for Royal Banks of Missouri mobile banking system, and rates are down. Refinance your home mortgage. Finance that next vacation with a home equity line of credit, or take care of that new car loan, all with Royal Banks of Missouri. Check them out at RoyalBanksOfMo.com.
590 The Fan and TMA are happy to announce registration for our Lemmings Open Golf Tournament on Friday, October 23rd, presented by Michelob Ultra, GFI Digital, Dents Express, and STL Digital Media. Four some tickets will be $600, covering golf and cart for four players, lunch and booze. The tournament will get started with a 10:30 shotgun start. Get your tickets now. This is a first-come, first-served event. Go to Eventbrite.com and search Lemmings Open to sign up today, or click the link to register on the 590thefan.com homepage.
The Village Bar is open Monday through Sunday, noon to 8 p.m. for curbside pickup, and the dining room is now open. Get a couple burgers for yourself, or their quart-sized chili is perfect to feed the entire family. Located at 12247 Manchester Road in De Pere. To order, call 314-821-4532.
We are all more aware of what's in the air around us, and Hoff Heating and AC can provide peace of mind with their professionally installed air scrubbers. They are proven to destroy up to 99% of all surface contaminants in your home. The air scrubber greatly reduces dust while killing mold, germs, bacteria, and viruses. Learn more about air scrubbers and all their other services at HoffHeating.com and contact them today at 636-240-4633. That's 636-240-HOFF. Making your family's comfort our family's business.
Who's ready to wine and dine in style outside of your living room? Surf and Sirloin is. Located at the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270, Surf and Sirloin is now open for dine-in lunch Tuesday through Friday and dinner Tuesday through Sunday. And, of course, still offering curbside carryout service on our full menu. If you're ready for the comfort of white tablecloth dining in a relaxed environment in a family-owned restaurant serving the highest quality of beef and seafood for over 26 years, Surf and Sirloin. For reservations, 822-3637, 822-3637, or online at surfandsirloin.com. Sirloin.com.
Don't mess with big box stores or unreliable delivery from out of state when it comes to the PPE that you need. Instead, work with Marco Bertarelli of family-owned local staple Bertarelli Cutlery and Supply. Masks, hand sanitizer, disposable gloves, thermoscanners, and more. Bertarelli has it all. They even cut plexiglass to your exact needs so your business can get back to serving the community. Contact Bertarelli Cutlery and Supply today by emailing Marco at BertarelliCo.com or calling 314-664-4
Thank you, Kate. The late, the great, Kate Smith. Folks, it's showtime.
Vineyard's Playhouse is on the air.
Ma.
No, 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 you beat Bill.
He's way about Dan.
Somebody needs to beat Bill.
Wait, you mean like in a fight?
Hey, that's me. And this, listen to this. Join his partner. That's you.
Partner.
Yeah, we're all in here. We're all in the song.
Hori Ander Juniper.
Well said. Don't know what it is, but it sounds good. Well, good afternoon and welcome to, wow, the last day of September, the September 30th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Window World. That's right. I know you know this, but I'm going to tell you anyway. The number one selling replacement window in the United States. Not something you're going to be doing every year, every 3 or 5 years, unless you move around a lot to older houses. But when you do, when the time comes, I'm glad so many of you know to include Window World and to tell them you're AM in the PM. We're going to talk about them, but first,
hey!
At the control board. That's right. This country was without him for 19 years because he lived in Great Britain, and 10 of those 19 years he lived in Birmingham, England. We mention that because that's where his daddy still lives today, and Theo's grandpa is, hello, Dave, if you're listening in Birmingham, England. He is, of course, Trevor Limestone Limey. Phillips, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone, and hello to my dad, who is definitely listening.
There you go. Now, Bill Clevelin is somewhere. We'll find out
Solomon's already got him on the line.
Well, we're not used to that.
What the heck?
Dan doesn't do it that way. We'll find out where he is. Obviously, he's not here, and we'll find that out in just a couple of moments. Behind the coronavirus-proof glass, where Dan Strauss normally sits, Dan is out today, minutes before the show. He came in here and then had to just bolt out because he apparently is just not feeling well at all. In his place, David Solomon. David, say hello to everybody.
I would like to say hello to everybody, especially hello to the chicks out there.
Now, do you know anything about Dan's sponsor?
Yes, I do. Dan Strauss and me today, David Solomon, are brought to you by First Community Credit Union. They bring you the yard sale every Saturday morning from 7 to 9 right here.
That's right.
And with more than 40 locations, many of them in Walmarts with flexible hours. Some of those are even open on Sundays. And for more information, you know where to go.
Yes,
FirstCommunity.com.
All right, well done. He did not forget Dan today, his sponsor. And David is in on Saturday for the yard sale, too, right? You work on the yard
right.
sale.
Right. Every morning I sit in here. Dan hasn't contaminated me yet, so you just call in, especially at the start of the show, and if you have something to buy, something to sell, something to trade, I'll chat with you, and then you'll get to go on with Dan Strauss or Scott Sherman.
And this Saturday it'll be Scott Sherman and Limey Phillips sitting in for Dan Strauss this Saturday. And now we turn to the man with three jobs, the hat trick of the business. That's what he performs. He is our show research head. He is our show newsman. And then he has this other thing he does, which is actually a real job. He's a private investigator and a man with a home for sale officially on the market today. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. And as you mentioned, today is the last day of the month, and I went into Home Depot today to buy a new storm door for my house that's for sale. And guess what I saw in Home Depot today? Massive, huge front-of-store display of artificial Christmas trees and decorations.
Oh, come on.
Wow.
October. Not even October.
They shoved the Halloween stuff down to the far end so they could put the Christmas stuff right there front and center.
Every year.
Massive.
Too early. They back it up.
Massive.
Every year. They just keep backing it up. One day it'll be in July you go in.
It'll be in January.
Yeah.
Hello and thank you to the law office of Scott Sherman. Bayer has announced it'll pay billions to settle lawsuits brought by people that contracted non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after using the weed killer Roundup. And even if you haven't filed suit, some of that money still might belong to you. The law office of Scott Sherman is handling Roundup class action cases and standing by if you or a loved one on either side of the river think you might be eligible. Just shoot him an email. lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com. In addition, the Law Office of Scott Sherman is accepting inquiries regarding class action suits on users of ranitidine, including products like Zantac and other dangerous products like talcum powder. Shoot him an email, lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com. And remember, the choice of a lawyer is an important one and shouldn't be made solely on advertisements.
All righty. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And Rat Boy, I know it's early. We don't think about the holidays and Christmas trees and all that, but Rat Boy is already working on a special product for the holidays. He's going to market it with his little face and his name on it, and he's going to call it Christmas, what is it? Christmas cheese. And he even has the song, Oh, Christmas cheese, oh, Christmas cheese. That's going to be his little jingle for his product. I like it. I actually really do like it. I think we need some Christmas cheese and cheer over the holiday season. And now, the band that is going to, well, not yet, too early, but as we get into that season, is going to be regularly playing some of the finest holiday music you will ever hear. Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Thank you, Bruce. It's sort of hard to explain to all of you how important Window World is to this show, as is Landolf, as is Complete Auto Body, Bertarelli, First Community, Balestino Care. But Window World stepped up years ago. And in addition to running just commercials like this one, where I tell you, you know, when you need replacement windows, you need to talk to Window World. They said, yeah, we'll sponsor, because we needed sponsors for the different segments. Dr. Doug, Josh Bauman, Dan Buffa, Bill Cleveland. They said, yeah, we'll sponsor them all. All of them. How about that? And they've never wavered. They've never backed away. They've never downsized, maybe would be the word, that sponsorship. Window World is a big deal to this show. And it's also probably the hardest product to sell because it's the one that you will need the least often. You will trade cars a lot more often than you'll buy windows. You will go to First Community Credit Union, certainly a lot more often than you'll buy windows. You'll have your car serviced, Complete Auto, get collision repair more often than you're going to buy windows, because the truth is you're probably going to buy windows maybe once in your life, maybe twice. And some people never. So I'm trying to sell you on a company and a product that you will not need but once or twice in your life. That's a tough thing to do, but it's working. And they must be happy or they wouldn't be as big a part of this show as they are. So you need to know how grateful we are that you tell Window World your AM and the PM. It's a big deal, and it means a lot, and it helps keep this thing on the air. So when the time does come, and I know it's not going to be many times in your life, when it does, we say the same thing every time. We don't tell you there's only one place to go. I don't care if you look at four other windows. Go ahead. Look, here's what you're going to find. Probably won't have the good housekeeping seal of approval. Probably won't have a lifetime warranty. Certainly won't be as reasonably priced. So you make the call. You tell me then which window you want. You're probably going to end up going with the one more people buy in this country than any other, and that is Window World Windows. And, of course, you know to tell them your AM and the PM. If you want to know more, go to windowworldstlouis.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa.
Yeah, Johnny Cash sings that song thinking that he's been places nobody else has gone. We got a guy who can top him. Probably been more places than are mentioned in this song. He's somewhere today. I don't know where. We'll find out together. He's Bill Cleveland, and he is brought to you by, oh, what do you know, Window World. Again, the website, windowworldstlouis.com. Let's find out where he is as we welcome Bill Cleveland. So where are you?
I'm outside of the studio. I lost my key.
That's a good one.
But you made Frank turn.
Yeah, I did. I turned around. I actually turned and looked at the door like an idiot.
Psych. Remember we say that in the 90s? Psych. I'm in central Arkansas again, Little Rock, and I have to begin with, I know you guys enjoy embarrassing stories.
Yes.
So I'll just lay it out there and tell you what happened today.
Somebody saw your penis?
Oh, boy.
No, not that? Okay.
That wasn't it. In Little Rock, and you know, one of the cool things about my gig doing this traveling thing, you meet a lot of really nice people, and a lot of them become friends, and when you're in different towns, you know, catch up and whatever. So today, I had a friend.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
I'm not sure why he played that. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know either. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So I had lunch with a friend today, and we went to a place in downtown Little Rock, a great little restaurant. They served chicken fingers, and
I don't get chickens don't have fingers. So what is that about?
Yeah, right. I know that is stupid, but that's what they call them, fingers.
I know.
So we had a great lunch. We chatted. We were catching up, and then she got up from the table.
Oh, it's a she.
Walked away. It is, yes. My friend Kendall.
Ooh, yeah. Wow.
Okay.
What's
up, you know,
Bill? She's kind of has become a sister, if you want to.
Right. Now you can hit right.
No,
yeah.
No, no.
Right.
Right. So I've known her now for 5 or 6 years. She's good people. So she gets up from the table. She starts walking away. I then stand up after we've had lunch. And
your pants fell down and she saw your penis.
That's when she laughed.
No,
okay, that's not the American.
And so as I stood up, you know, sometimes when you're sitting in a chair for a while, your shorts kind of bunch up a little bit or whatever, pants. And so I started to kind of just straighten out my shorts, and I noticed that
had an erection? You noticed you had an erection?
You're really like trying. I noticed they were kind of wet.
Uh-oh.
And, yeah. And
mm-hmm. You had not a wet dream, you had a wet lunch?
So,
some sister.
So I thought, oh, no big deal. Whatever. So I reach, I just kind of like tap my, I take my hand, I just kind of place it on. The back of my shorts were soaked. I mean, like, I jumped in a pool soaked.
Was it diarrhea?
And looked like I had some kind of accident going
on.
Accident.
It yeah.
looked mm-hmm. like it.
Right.
And so I tell her, and of course her first, she says, oh, do you want me to get the camera and take a picture? I'm like, no, I don't want to get a picture.
Oh, why not? That way you could have put that on our Facebook page. That would be great.
No, I don't.
Kidding?
And so now the bad news is, so she works in a museum in downtown Little Rock, and that's where we were headed afterwards. So I had to go into the museum
backwards.
In front of all these people, looking like I had done something in my shorts.
Did this wetness? Did this wetness have an odor?
No, there was no. I think what happened was they had the cushion that I sat on was wet because it rained a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, think I don't. I still don't know where the water came from. But it was very, and then, you know, thankfully she kind of, you know, was nice enough to walk behind me to try to hopefully block out people from seeing that grown man walking around
who wet his pants.
With his wet butt.
He wet his pants.
Now, let's backtrack and see if we can find the
front
source.
Was not wet.
Well, let's just see if we can figure out the source of this wetness. Let's back up a little bit. During the lunch with her, was there anything said or done that made you nervous? Did you get nervous at all or anxious? No?
Nope.
Had you gone for hours and hours and hours and not been able to go to the bathroom and all just all of a sudden? No?
Nope.
And you think it was the cushion?
I believe it was the cushion. What else could it have
been? Well, I would want to know what the wet was. Do you know that it was water?
Well, I didn't know that I was even, you know, really damp until I was almost out the door of the restaurant. So
At any point, was your lunch sister under the table?
That's a good question. No, she wasn't.
No. Did she drop a fork or something?
Yeah, for about 20 minutes.
What about if the cushion on the seat was wet? That means maybe someone before you sat in somebody else's urine.
Oh, gross.
That could be another person's urine.
Secondhand pee.
The worst.
Could have been. I can't rule that out.
Because that doesn't have an odor, usually, unless you had asparagus. You know.
But I will tell you, it was, there was so much water. This is not, this is, I don't care. I think it was so, it seeped through the, through my shorts and to my underwear. That is not a joke.
Mm.
That, that's how much water.
And you know that when you leave there, the talk of the town, what if that guy's coming back who wet his pants?
Yeah.
That's what they're going to say about you.
Yeah. No, I was very embarrassing. So, which I'll leads me to my, to a question for the group and something that a travel tip, I suppose, and I don't know why this is, but for as long as I can remember, every trip I go on, every time I pack a suitcase, I always, always, always throw in two extra pair of underwear.
Well,
I always do it.
I think it's smart. You can have an accident,
never,
or like you, you can sit in...
Them.
But you can sit in somebody else's urine, or you can have your own accident.
Yeah, right.
I think it's smart.
You never know.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So to enjoy that. No, I'm sorry I didn't take a picture. Next item of business, I have to mention this. I made a food discovery today. So when we were kids, one of the most, I would say, popular snacks was from Planters, the Planters cheese balls. Did you ever have those?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's right, Rad Boy. They're the real airy, puffy, right? Like like the corn curls that aren't really corn curls. They shouldn't call them that.
Yeah.
They're a lot of air.
And you would pull the little container back, you know, the little aluminum thing at the top. And,
right.
And they came in the little can. And so, well, they discontinued them quite a while ago.
And they always got your hands real orange.
Always.
Powder on.
Oh, yes. Yes, yeah, and so forever and ever, I've always looked to find some cheese balls that were close.
Cheese,
that's right, Rad Boy.
No one has ever come close until today.
Ooh.
CVS, which is like the anti-Walgreens, I guess. I never go in, but there was one right next to the hotel. But CVS, and the brand is called Gold Emblem. I think it's like the CVS brand of food, like their generic brand of stuff. And I'm telling you right now, if you're a fan of the Planters cheese ball, I'm telling you, a lot of people listening.
Cheese,
right, Red Boy.
I know what they are. You bet.
Okay. Dead ringer for the original Planters. In fact, I'm thinking of going back over and buying like, you know, eight packages to take back with me to St. Louis. I don't know if they have them in St. Louis at the CVS store.
I would think they do. If it's their brand. I would think they have.
Yeah, I hope so. So if you get a chance, pick those up. They are identical to the Planters cheese balls.
I'll mention another food item. It has nothing to do with the cheese ball thing, but it's something that is so addictive, and most people know what I'm talking about. It comes in a kind of a big plastic fake jar, and they're pretzel bites with peanut butter.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Wow, those things are good.
It's road trip crack.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Yeah, they
like
are
like little
good,
pretzel
though.
Pillows with peanut butter in the middle.
Your arm just becomes rotating circle of dig and put in your mouth.
Feeding machine.
It's a nonstop, slow-moving Ferris wheel.
That's right. That's right.
Yep. They do make your breath stink, though, those peanut butter pretzels.
It's worth it. Not like nacho cheese Doritos. You want to stink up your breath.
Eat those nacho cheese Doritos.
You'll stink for
Three days.
There's no comparison to the nacho cheese Doritos.
Vinegar glazed potato chips makes your breath the worst.
Oh, salt and vinegar.
Salt
I love
vinegar
those chips.
Oh,
those are my favorite chips.
Brutal.
The kettle cooked ones.
Brutal.
Disagree.
So the last thing I'll just mention here, Little Rock, which is where I am today. I'll be back in the studio tomorrow, but it's on my list of top 20 road trips from St. Louis. If you're looking for a place to get out of town that is not too far, it's 5.5 hours from, central St. Louis County. Easy road trip. Lots of great stuff here. Great restaurant, actually tons of great restaurants. I'm too picky of an eater to enjoy all of them, but it's a town full of great restaurants.
I'm sorry, but you've never said one thing about Little Rock that makes me want to go to Little Rock. I've just not heard anything yet. Did we discuss this before? The reason it's called, usually there's a reason for the name of a town. Did somebody go, oh, look at that Little Rock, and they just named it Little Rock? Or
it's just like one little rock in a field.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
A town of no rocks.
That sounds legit.
I believe when they were settling, I don't know who came here first, but the settlers saw some sort of rock near the banks of the water, and that's how they found their way back here. I don't know. It's not like some little tiny rocks.
I think the settlers were sitting around a campfire. They just discovered the place, and some guy breaks out a harmonica, and another guy fiddling goes, "We'll put a little music. What kind do you want?" Somebody said, "Well, how about a little rock?" And they played a little rock music.
So as you know, the French used to own Arkansas and Louisiana. You know, we did the whole Louisiana Purchase, and when the French named it, they called it Little Rock in French, which is La Petite Rocher.
We all know
that. And Little Rock sounds way better than that. We Hoosierized it and made it sound more American and more Hoosier.
And now you know, as Paul Harris said, the rest of the story. Mm-hmm.
Dan's girlfriend's going to be mad you don't like Little Rock.
I didn't like it. I said, you've never said anything that makes me want to go to Little Rock. I just haven't heard anything.
You don't like most of the places I talk about.
I have an older sister.
That is not true.
Uh-huh. I have an older sister that lives in Conway. I've been to Little Rock before. It's a nice little town.
There you go.
Yeah, indeed.
Okay. So check that out, BillOnTheRoad.com, top 20 road trips from St. Louis. And I always like to brag, it is the number one result on Google if you search road trips from St. Louis. Out of the millions of websites, Bill on the Road, number one.
All right.
I'm Bill Cleveland on the road, and we'll do trivia tomorrow.
Yes. You'll be in the studio?
Yep.
Yes.
I'll be there.
Beautiful. So, okay.
I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Dan Strauss better get well and get back in here if he wants to lose to Scott Sherman tomorrow.
He just filled 15 minutes of stories about wet pants and discovering cheese balls.
Well, that's an art.
It is. He's talented.
That's a talent.
I couldn't do that. I couldn't do it.
It means he had nothing to talk about, yet he filled all that time. Good for him. Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the country, and there's a lot of good information at windowworldstlouis.com. Well, last night was the debate, and somebody on a network news channel that is not controlled by the FCC just went on today and said it was an SHIT show. That's what the person said.
Good.
And it was. It was embarrassing. It was ridiculous for both people, and that's all there is to say. The only thing that I think might have been in play is that Trump was deliberately over the top disrespectful to
Chris Wallace
and to the rules that had been laid out, so that next time he could look like he's come a long way and learned a lot and is going to do it. That's the only thing I can think of. It was.
I have a suggestion, and without leaning politically either way,
right.
But if anybody out there in Joe Biden's camp listening, this guy needs a makeup overhaul.
I agree. He
looks so pale. Like, Trump looked tan. Like, he, of course, plays Mar-a-Lago 3 days a week or whatever. But Biden looked like he was in a casket. I mean, it's like the makeup they put on you when you're dead. It made him actually paler.
Six family members in my house watching this thing, and that came up about three times, that the guy looked like a corpse.
Yeah.
If you don't think it matters how you look at the debate, go back to Kennedy Nixon, the first televised debate, and there are scholars and political experts who will tell you that without a doubt, that may have cost Nixon the election because Nixon refused makeup. They offered both of them makeup, and Nixon said, "I don't need any makeup," and he didn't take it. He was sweating like a pig. He looked nervous. And Kennedy, cool as a cucumber, he took the makeup.
Yeah.
I don't think it doesn't make a difference.
I agree.
Because it does. Today, Johnny Mathis is 85 years old. Now, I don't even know if Limey knows who that is. Mathis, the hugely successful recording artist, and a guy who has managed to keep his private life private. You don't hear, he still tours at 85, still sings. You don't hear anything about Johnny Mathis because he's managed to keep to himself. Fran Drescher today is 63.
Oh, my God.
Fran Drescher, is that Nanny Fine?
She's Nanny, the original Nanny. Rockin', rockin' hot body.
I would.
Pull up quickly on YouTube.
I'll miss just the Sheffield.
Type in Fran Drescher laughing. Okay, just D-R-E-S-H-E-R laughing. smoking hot body, but I'm going to tell you something. She could have the best, but I could not in bed put up with that laugh. I just couldn't. I'd have to have earplugs. Here we go. To turn this thing. Here she is with Jay Leno several years ago. You got any audio? Apparently not.
Kind of reminds me.
I mean, it's kind of fun to walk over and do that.
Oh, it's classic. And they gave you that tiny little doggy.
Oh, yeah, that annoying dog.
To be a dog. He comes in the motorcycle outfit with a helmet and everything, but we give him this tiny little chihuahua. Yeah,
that dog peed in the helmet.
Oh.
I didn't tell you that.
That's
she was
enough.
Gorgeous, though.
Yeah.
That's from 97, man. Woo.
She's rocking hot. Nice butt, but that
that laugh belongs on Roseanne Barr's body.
That's
where that laugh belongs.
Does. No, the laugh does not fit the body, but neither does the voice, just her voice.
Mm-hmm. When she's talking.
But hey, again, she's made a lot more money than we'll ever make, so good for her.
Yep.
What else? We mentioned Mac Davis passed away yesterday at 78. Prolific songwriter. If I started going through the things that he wrote, you'd go, really? He wrote all that? He wrote for Elvis, and he wrote for all the way up to Bruno Mars, Entertainer of the Year, the Academy of Country Music in 74. This guy's been around a long time. Got his break from Elvis in 68 when he got a less conversation, a little more action. He did that. And he, big over in the UK. He wrote songs covered by 30 different famous singers. And that song really was brought back in Ocean's 11. That was, He also co-wrote Memories Pressed Between the Pages of My Mind. That Elvis wrote. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Not bad.
And that was in the big 68 comeback special for Elvis. Mac Davis got his own recording deal in 70 and recorded Hooked on Music, Hard to Be Humble, which we played earlier, Texas in My Rearview Mirror, had the Mac Davis Show on NBC, his own TV show, starred in with Nick Nolte in North Dallas 40, a pretty good movie, starred on Broadway in the Will Rogers Follies, toured with the group Gallery, had a hit song, I Believe in Music. Mac Davis wrote that. So dead at 78. Mac Davis also dead at 78. Helen Reddy, another very successful songwriter and entertainer. One of the, I'll ask you, why do you think this year rattlesnake bites are up this year? This is a bigger year for rattlesnake bites than years previous.
They've got less natural habitat than before?
No. People, because of COVID, the hiking business, the camping business, way up.
Right.
Well, more campers, more hikers, more rattlesnake
more
bites.
More food.
And we mentioned earlier when Dr. Doug was here, that was wrong all the years they told us. You cut out where the bite marks are and suck out the poison. Nah, you don't do that. Let's put that right in there with that myth of you don't want to get in the swimming pool. And I'm a kid, my whole life I heard you ate lunch, you don't get in the pool for an hour. That they were serious. Parents would not let you get in because you'd get the cramps if you jumped in the pool after you ate. Absolute nonsense. And now we know there's nothing to that at all.
I was bitten by a snake one time.
Get out of here.
No kidding. And this is back in the days when I was young and in shape, and I used to go running at night. And in South St. Louis County, and I was on a night run. I didn't run very far, about 2 miles. And I'm running, and I thought I caught my leg in a branch on the sidewalk. As I'm jogging, I got my headphones on, I got my Walkman and everything, and this branch kept whipping my left leg. And I'm like, why can't I shake this stick off my foot? And I took about 6 more steps, and I finally looked down under a streetlight, and a snake had bitten me. Just above the
ankle.
And
was hanging on by its fangs.
Hanging on by its fangs as its tail was whipping me in the left leg. And I freaked out. I was a mile from home. And I was able to step on it with my left foot and get it off me. My leg bled. And there was two little blood holes there. And I mean, I ran home and freaked out. And
did you go to the hospital?
I did not.
It must not
because
have been
it was
venomous.
No, I don't think it was. I mean, my parents asked me what color the snake was, or my stepdad did, and I told them. He goes, well, I think you're fine. Go
your
back.
Parents
go to bed.
They wanted you to die.
Well,
go to bed, Kim. You'll be fine.
Yeah, this was like 11 o'clock at night.
And your dad said, your mom, I think we finally got rid of him. He'll die in his sleep. I'm sorry I missed out on this. It's too late now. Latin music star Bad Bunny. You ever heard of this guy? Mm-mm.
Yeah, familiar.
It's a guy?
Yeah.
He got together with the Crocs people, and they released glow-in-the-dark Crocs.
Ah.
They sold out in... They went on sale yesterday. They sold out in less than an hour, half hour, less than 30 minutes. It's over. They're gone. Limited edition, glow-in-the-dark white Crocs, gone. Now, this is the part that got me. They were only $60. That's not that bad for limited edition collectors, whatever.
What were your shoes at your daughter's wedding? What do you call those things that were flashing?
They're just LED light-up shoes. Oh. They weren't Crocs. Oh. And these glowed like your dial on your watch.
Yeah.
Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
This guy's wife dies, and their religion doesn't allow embalming. So their religion says you take the person's body, put it in a casket, dress it, put it in the house. People come to the house and visit, and then in no more than 24 hours, you take the casket out of the house and go bury the body. No embalming. They do this. His wife's body is on display in the house, and, you know, about 6 o'clock that night, time to wrap it up. So they close the casket, and the pallbearers lift it up. And as they're walking out of the house, they bump the casket on the door frame. And they, when they hit the casket, they hear, they open it up. She's alive. Bumping the cat. Remember, not embalmed. Their religion. She wasn't actually dead. If she was, she came back to life. Incredible. 3 years later, same woman, this guy's wife, is in a car wreck, pronounced dead. Once again, according to their religion, open casket at the house, and then by sundown, you got to take the casket, and then that next morning, have a funeral. So now, 3 years later, once again, she's pronounced dead. Same deal, show the body at the home. 6 o'clock, they close the casket. As they're leaving the house, he stops the lead pallbearer and says, hey, man, whatever you do, watch out for that door frame.
.546 on 590 The Fan. Let's take a look at your ride home with Tori Lyons. She is in the 590 The Fan Traffic Center. How's everything going out there?
This report is sponsored by Sonic. The Junior Garlic Butter Bacon Burger's back for a limited time at Sonic. Seared with savory garlic butter plus bacon and grilled onions, melty cheese and creamy mayo on a toasted bun, all for $2.99. It's flavor party in your mouth and you're invited. Accident eastbound 5570 at 255 continues to line up commuters back to 111. Southbound 255 at Madison Avenue, that accident's been cleared. Also cleared accidents southbound 270 before Gravois and northbound 141 north of 44. Your bumper-to-bumper northbound Lindbergh 270 to Charbonneir. Slow westbound 70 through 141 and again at Lake St. Louis. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show. In the afternoon.
590 The Fan and TMA are happy to announce registration for our Lemmings Open Golf Tournament on Friday, October 23rd, presented by Michelob Ultra, GFI Digital, Dense Express, and STL Digital Media. For some tickets will be $600, covering golf and cart for four players, lunch and booze. The tournament will get started with a 10:30 shotgun start. Get your tickets now. This is a first-come, first-served event. Go to eventbrite.com and search Lemmings Open to sign up today or click the link to register on the 590thefan.com homepage.
Tim McKernan here for Design Air Heating and Cooling. They are proud to announce their 2020 Train Special, the same system they're installing in my home. This state-of-the-art system includes a 16 SEER rated air conditioner and a variable speed furnace to remove humidity, balance out temperature differences, and make your home more comfortable. Available with financing terms you can't beat. For more information, contact the official HVAC company of the morning after, Design Air Heating and Cooling, at designair.net.
Patio's is opening its doors all football season this year, and with 41 brand new TVs and NFL Sunday Ticket across the board, you've got a view of every game. Follow your fantasy lineup, cheer on your favorite team, or just enjoy the best burger in town with $3 smash burgers during all the games. Patio's always provides free and safe parking, so you can confidently post up at a locally owned St. Louis establishment 5 nights a week. That's Patio's, 618 South 7th Street, right next to Busch Stadium. See you at kickoff.
Remember, I think yesterday we gave him lots of time, like today, and he still got mad when it was time to wrap it up. So let's see what he can do with this next 8.5 minutes. He's Mike Evans. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant, one of the finest restaurants you'll ever dine in. And when I say fine, you can dress casually. Please don't wear like wife beater shirts or something where your arm hair shows, gentlemen. Don't wear flip-flops. Other than that, casual is fine. Next door is the Smokehouse Market. Please go next door when you have lunch or dinner at Annie Gunn's. You will really be glad you did. Location is Chesterfield Valley, east of most everything else in Chesterfield Valley. And gift cards. Never, ever forget that you have no excuse for not coming up with something for fill in the blank, the name, for their birthday, job promotion, graduate, whatever. Gift card to Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse is well received by anyone who gets one, and they sell thousands every year. Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Here he is, Mike Evans. I just set a new record for wine length of a wine slurp. That must be good.
Beauty that.
How you doing?
Good. Kind of a sad note.
Two sad notes today. Two sad notes in the news.
Like what?
Well, Helen Reddy's dead and Mac Davis is dead. You got another one?
No. It's the passing of Mac Davis.
Yeah.
I was maybe Blimey or somebody since
what?
Boy, he's had a brain fart.
Well, I'll say.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Since Dan isn't there, yeah, you can go to my website, evansradio.com. I knew Mac Davis. I was in a movie with Mac Davis called Cheaper to Keeper.
Ooh, not many people can say that.
Mm-hmm. Played some tennis with Mac Davis. He was a great guy. I really liked him. You go to evansradio.com. On my homepage is Cheaper to Keeper, the studio publicity photo of me and Mac Davis.
Yeah, he wasn't always nice. He had a drinking problem, and the night that a friend of mine tried to introduce me to him, he slammed the door on me and said something like, "Get the hell out of here, I'm not interested in meeting anybody," and he had a bottle of gin or something in his hand when he did it. Jeez. Yeah, he was not very nice sometimes, especially in his heavy drinking days.
Well, you know, with me being a friend, it was
different. You were in the inner circle.
So you pull up my website, and right on the homepage, you see a picture of me and Mac Davis, a photo of the studio PR picture. Take a look at my hair. Huh? Anybody pulling it up? evansradio.com?
Looking at it right now.
You got
it? Wow, that hair.
Mm.
Show it to him.
Oh, I was on the
Frank.
Yep. Oh, wow, Frank, yeah, there it is.
There it is. There's that hair.
Gotta love that hair.
Mm-hmm.
Movie news, there are a couple of prequels, not sequels, on the drawing board. First, Disney's Lion King. Lion King, it's got to be big. I mean, the original did $6.3 billion. The other prequel is Borat on Amazon TV. I hate him.
I don't like him either.
I've gotten bored of it.
Brando
would say, I hate him.
Is that what he said?
Do we really need a prequel of Borat?
Nah. I'm with Limey. His act gets old pretty quickly.
The shtick is old now. We get it.
In about 10 minutes, it's old.
Yeah.
More movie news. The much-anticipated Disney Marvel movie Black Widow with Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, yeah.
She's white.
Will not be released on Christmas as planned. Instead, it will be released on May 7th.
What?
Aretha Frank... What?
Oh, man, so they're pushing it back all the way till May of next year.
I know.
Man, a little ridiculous.
Aretha Franklin's biopic Respect, starring Jennifer Hudson. Will be released January 15th. Anthony Hopkins will star in a film called One Life, playing the real-life Nicholas Winston, who saved 600 refugee children from the Nazis on the eve of World War II. Now, this true story, what's amazing about it...
I've heard about this.
...was kept a secret for 50 years until Nicholas, when he was 88, told people about it. And they vetted the story, and it was all true.
I think there's actually a video that goes that's viral on Facebook that's been going around for years now, where this guy is sitting in an auditorium, and the people surrounding him are all the children that he
wow.
saved.
Yeah, yeah.
So at one point, they make him, like, you know, stand up and all that, and then they say, oh, by the way, these are all the people that you saved.
That's,
I mean,
yeah.
And the crowd erupts.
That's powerful.
Wow, it was something.
You're absolutely right. Now Anthony Hopkins plays him in a movie.
I actually thought Anthony Hopkins was completely retired. I'm glad he's not.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good actor.
Yeah, me too. I like him.
That was the fava beans. Yeah.
Thank you.
I hate his brain.
TV news on Netflix. Season 4 of The Crown will explore the unexpected, odd, very bizarre, close relationship between Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher and Princess Di.
Bitch.
What?
Which one?
Not
Which one?
Margaret Thatcher. Yeah, Margaret Thatcher. Sorry.
Hey. Margaret Thatcher is a friend of Ronald Reagan's, and, well, he was the great president who ever lived.
She's still a bitch. Rest in hell, witch.
Don't sugarcoat it.
No. Yeah, really. Again, I want to remind everybody the new Fargo is on, both on FX and on Hulu. This may be the best so far, and Chris Rock is proving he has some serious acting chops. Has anybody watched the new season that started Sunday?
No, but I got an email from a guy who said, to tell you, you're out of your mind. He tried to watch it, and he said he couldn't even stand more than like 15 minutes of it. He said it was terrible. Well, to each his own. I made that up.
He's an idiot. See, to each his own, said the old maid, she kissed the cow's ass. We'll leave it. Saturday Night Live.
I heard about this.
Returns this week. The audience must arrive 8 hours before the show. They will all be tested for the coronavirus with their results in 1 hour. All must wear masks, and the same as with the cast and crew.
What did you hear? Network, Peacock, the NBC network, has announced it's streaming every episode of the entire 45-year history of the show.
Wow.
And you can go back and watch them episode by episode.
Wow.
Like, pick out your favorite years or your favorite hosts or whatever.
Well,
all of them.
I'll watch everything up to the last few years when they lost their mind.
About the last 6 years.
I'll watch
nothing but political commentary.
Era, I'll watch the Chevy Chase
Joe
era.
Piscopo.
Absolutely.
You bet.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I saw that too. It starts when? Next month?
I believe that's accurate.
25 seconds.
No, I got a lot
you
more.
Had
you
a whole big extra
you
chunk of time.
You just have to go
20
over.
Seconds. No, we'll cut you off. 20 seconds. 15. 14. 10 seconds. Playing a little game with us.
He's mad.
Yeah, he's mad. That's all right.
Five seconds.
There he goes. Listen, we're out of time. We're out of here. Thank a police officer every chance you get. Thank you for being with us. Get well, Dan. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. For you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks just asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would. Mm.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dear.
All right, goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
This is locally owned 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis.
An extensive lineup of playoff baseball games going off today. The Rays are smelling a two-game sweep. They're pressing down the Blue Jays 8-2 in the eighth. Tampa scored six runs in the second. Padres pitcher Chris Paddock puked up six runs in two and one-third innings. St. Louis is taking down the Padres 6-3 in the fourth in their first game. The Oakland A's ensure a decisive Game 3 in their wildcard series after nervously hanging on 5-3 against the White Sox, who had three runners on base in the ninth. Freddie Freeman wins it in the 13th with an RBI single as the Braves outfox the Reds 1-0 in their first game of their series. The Astros eliminate the Twins after a 3-1 beatdown. Afterwards, Stroh's Carlos Correa scoffing at the fans who hated to see Houston advancing said, quote, "I know a lot of you are mad, but what are you going to say now?" Close quote. I'm Brian Fenley.
Do you know who this is?
Fox Sports Radio's Odd